We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. Well, I can promise you this. Tonight, the teams and I are going to have a lot of fun. So let's get this program over as quickly as we can. Please welcome on my right, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Willie Rushton. And on my left, Graham Garden and Barry Cryer. And, of course, we're overjoyed to have her back. She's recovered from her freak riding accident, but still has to keep her leg up. Our lovely scorer, Samantha. Let's start off this week's show with a game called Crossbreeds. It's a bit like Crossroads, but without the humour. Team, I want you to cross one person or thing with another to come up with a strange new hybrid. If there's any untoward behavior, you hear this. Unless, of course, you hear this. Which means that Samantha's just had another freak riding accident. Right, Willie, will you start?
If you cross a mounted prime minister with a foreign secretary, you get a major road ahead.
If you crossed Samantha Fox with David Lynch, you'd get Twin Peaks.
If you cross Paul Gascoigne with Maria Whittaker, you get the Gaza Strip.
And if you were to cross a road with a chicken, you'd both get to the other side.
And conversely, if you cross a zebra with Noel Edmonds, you're more than likely to be run over by a discerning juggernaut.
If you crossed a tartan carpet with a chameleon, he'd get a nervous breakdown.
If you cross a small question mark with a Roman Catholic priest, you get a little bit of, how's your father?
Here it comes. If you cross Zsa Zsa Gabor with Jean-Michel Jarre, you get Zsa Zsa Jarre.
Or if you crossed her with Paul Gascoigne, you'd get a Zsa Gaza Gabor.
Tim, were you rumbling?
I do beg your pardon.
Okay, well, this is the moment where I give the teams fair warning of tonight's ball. Will you please think up late arrivals at the Circus Performers Ball? Whoopee. Now, a wonderful musical round called Grand Opera. Teams, I'm going to give you some passages of unpromising prose from which you should improvise an operatic duet with orchestral assistance from Colin Sell. Incidentally, you may have read in the newspapers that Barry Cryer had got a starring role in Tosca. I'm afraid that's a misprint. It should have read, Barry bought a sausage roll in Tesco. Right, Tim and Willie. Tim and Willie, here's your piece of...
Andy plays the trumpet. It's amazing. Sorry, Hump.
Tim and Willie, here's your piece of prose, which has very kindly been sent in to us by Bill Jarvis of Preston. Would you improvise an operatic duet around page 29 of the Home Office Fire Service Drill Book, please?
When rolled hose is being carried preparatory to running out, the male coupling should be allowed to hang down about 12 inches. About 12 inches. About 12 inches from the front of the row. To run out rolled hose, the lugs of the female coupling are taken in each hand, the hose is held breast high, is allowed to revolve in the lugs and pay out under the right armpit. The end should first be connected either to a pump delivery or a standpipe, or should be secured by a member of the crew placing his foot on it. Amen. A man who's already when he run out his legs should retain a hold of the female coupling with his right hand.
His right hand.
His right. He should then take the male coupling out of the next length to be run out of his left hand. Out of his left hand. And make the joint. And make the joint.
And make the joint.
And make the joint. Joint. Joint.
Right, Graham and Barry, try and keep it clean. I'd like you to sing a passage from one of our favourite books, Games and Activities for Scouts. Will you sing number 58, Casualty Simulation?
The following materials and equipment will simulate a realistic incident.
150 millilitres of castor oil,
1 kilogram of patty,
four spillikins,
1 bowl of warm water and soap,
between 10 scouts,
6 grams of petroleum jelly per scout.
Wiping up cloths.
A stretcher constructed from 4 staves
and 9 lashings per scout.
And per scout, per scout, per scout, per scout, per scout, per scout, per scout.
Right. Oh, I say, here's a very amusing game. It's called Noises Off. I'm going to ask the teams to take it in turns to tell a story. And to make things more interesting, they can illustrate their story whenever they choose by playing in a sound effect. The only problem is that they've no control over which sound effect gets played. On hearing a sound effect, a member of the opposing team takes up the story, and so on and so on. So now, teams, I'd like you to tell the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears. We'll start with you, Graham Garden.
Once upon a time, there was a little girl called Goldilocks. Are you with me so far? And one day, she was walking through the woods when suddenly...
she thought, oh, my God, it's happened again. Adjusting her dress, she walked on. Making her way to her lovely little house. And she realized she'd forgotten her key, but there might be somebody in, so she pressed the doorbell, but actually heard...
Well, I'm glad she heard that, because you obviously didn't hear me when I said that a member of the opposing team, Barry, would take up the story. Opposing team.
I'm sorry. Lower Regent Street. Oh, no, sorry.
Who's been taking my turn?
She pressed the bell, and it made this Black and Decker-like noise. Oh, thank you. Right. I know the drill, she said. Pushed open the door and went inside. There, on a table, were about 3 bowls of porridge. So she sat down at one. She was a fairly noisy eater.
But she drained the bowl in no time. No. Then she found 3 chairs. Hip hip. And she sat on the first chair.
She was playing musical chairs. And every time she sat on this chair, it went... Ah, yes, she sprang to her feet, saying, this musical chair is too big. Let me try this chair. Oh, this one's just right, but it broke and made a sound like...
Feeling sore. Gee.
I thought the British Telecom dial a breather service.
And how would you know?
Who do you think recorded it?
And it's selling very well. She sat on the third chair and said, I've had quite enough of this. Let's get to the porridge bit. Oh, we've done the porridge bit.
This could be edited in any order.
She said, I think I'll go in the shower and have a dream. No, somebody's been in here, she said. And suddenly...
Morning! Morning!
Willie, there was something disgusting at the window. I'm going upstairs to bed, she said. So upstairs he went. Got into this rather ancient bed, which...
Morning! Morning!
Whatever it was following her around the house. But she fell fast asleep, and at that moment, the three bears... You didn't know about them, did you?
Oh.
The three bears returned, for it was their house. They walked in through the door, and they were aghast.
Morning! Morning!
They were aghast, and they were impressionists. Because they'd heard through the forest this cry of...
Morning! Morning!
Well, they said, somebody's been in here, and I think they're...
She was shot to pieces. She had a slight stutter as a result of this and said...
What are those French farmers doing out in the woods there? Who on earth has been sitting in my chair? Because he was a ratty sort of woman. And she picked the chair up and threw it out the window. That dramatic.
The chair bounced back into the room.
And bounced right out of it.
Twice.
It was a sort of...
Follow the bouncing chair.
Right, father there. And they did, and they lived happily ever after.
That was in 17 years, that was the best game we've ever had. What happened? Let's all calm down now. We have a very easy game called Straight Face. I want you teams to come up with some random words that the audience don't find funny. Well, I told you it was an easy game. Subject to my discretion, the person who elicits so much as a titter from the front...
That's where you usually titter from, isn't it?
Sit down, Samantha. Subject to my discretion, the person who elicits so much as a titter from the front will be disqualified and locked in my mystery cubicle. Right, we'll start with you, Tim.
Syrup.
Phalanx.
Sponge.
Treacle.
Marzipan.
Loofah.
Bowl.
I didn't know.
Oh, Rap, come on. Come on, Rap.
They were just snoring. Okay, Willie, you're out, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Okay, Graham, carry on.
Jug.
Blancmange.
Morty. Oh, no.
Very good, uncannily like it.
Gusset.
That's one of the best laughs he's ever got.
Yeah, but it related to the bit earlier. Yes.
Puma.
Lavender.
Link.
Nostril.
I thought it detected a titter.
Oh, nostril went very well, I thought.
It's never gone better.
So, no, I'm afraid there was a titter somewhere.
All right.
It stands out, so I can easily tell.
The people from Windsor, they enjoy the nostril.
So, it's a face-to-facer between Barry and Tim.
Sphincter.
Loaf.
courgette.
Porridge.
Boot.
Chair.
Lobe.
Gun.
The way he told me.
Didn't hear that. What did you say?
Gun. Didn't go so well.
Funny. It wasn't funny, so carry on, Barry.
Asterisk.
Lump.
Veruca.
Cake. Now that was funny. Oh. So the winner is Tim Brooke Taylor. Here's an interesting game. It's called Initials. I've been leafing through my book of abbreviations, and I want you teams to tell me what the following initials might, but probably don't, stand for. We're going to start with you, Barry, with WMM.
Where's Monty Modlin?
It was
a genuine inquiry.
Do you want to know what it stands for?
Yes, please.
It stands for the World Movement of Mothers.
I think that's their own business, don't they? No
World
need to pry.
Movement of Mothers.
Yes, it's an American abbreviation. Tim, BCEAS.
Barry Crowe asks for sympathy.
Actually, you're pretty close. I'll give you a mark for that. I haven't given any away lately. It stands for the British Compressed Air Society. Graham, CPNZ.
CPNZ is the Association of People with Spelling Difficulties.
Or if you... No, the actual answer to that is Communist Party of New Zealand, as you might have guessed.
Same thing.
I know him.
Willie, MCERF.
MCERF. Michael Checkland eats raw flesh.
Steady on. Well, it is, in fact, the Mornington Crescent Elevator Reconstruction Project. Barry, TWKC.
Thinking Worries Keith Chegwin.
Terry Wogan knits cardigans.
And look where he wears them.
It's actually the Tunbridge Wells Karaoke Club. Tim.
Hello.
Here's one for you. IWRMA.
I was responsible for murdering Annika. Large membership.
Is Willie Rushton Madge Allsop?
A wonderful thought.
I think we should be told.
One day, maybe.
Yeah, but everybody's wondering.
It's the International Wire Rope Manufacturers Association. And finally now, Willie, P-A-S-M-A, P-A-S-M-A.
Pass Arthur Scargill's money around.
A good note to end on. That was actually Prefabricated Aluminium Scaffold Manufacturers Association.
That's just a cover, though.
We're going to play... We're going to play the game called Mornington Crescent.
And Mornington!
I'm pleased to be able to say that pledges have been pouring into my Mornington Crescent Elevator Reconstruction Fund, and I would just remind you, teams, that under straight rules, stations with faulty elevators are always wild. So,
was that street rules or straight rules?
Oh, gosh, started already.
What?
Straight rules.
Straight rules, thank you.
Great. Barry, will you start?
Great, Chairman.
West Ryslip.
New Bond Street.
Ah. Right. Got the elevator. The ball ring.
Oh, boy.
Well, Dolly's Hill Lane, I suppose.
This just gets us back on the map.
Oh, Chancery Lane.
Hang about. Hang a lane.
Thank you.
Charlotte Street.
Gray's Inn Road.
Mornington Crescent.
Yeah.
Okay, Tim, you've played your wild card. What do you want it to represent? I said... stations with 40 elevators are always wild. You've played a wild card. What?
Yeah.
Oh, he's brilliant, you know.
On a point of information, Mr. Chairman, how does this game finish?
I've been saying that for 17 years. So let's go on for another... This is another musical round. It's called Singing Relay. Teams, I'm going to ask you to sing a well-known song. I want you to sing alternate words between you. It calls for strong wits and quick reflexes, so you may want to give in now before we waste the audience's time. Colin Sell has the unenviable task of trying to stick to the tune. Tim and Willie, will you sing Mad Dogs and Englishmen? Now. Colin Sell, will you play the piano?
In tropical climes, there are certain times of day when all the citizens retire to tear their clothes off and perspire. It's one of those rules that the greatest fools obey, because the sun is much too sultry and one must avoid its ultry rain. Mad dog and Englishman go out in the day sun. The Japanese don't care to. The Chinese wouldn't dare to. Hindu and Argentine sleeps firmly from 12 to 1. But Englishmen detest a siesta. In the Philippines, there are lovely screens to protect you from the glare. In the LA States, there are hats like plates which the Britishers won't wear. At 12 noon, the natives swoon, and no further work is done. But mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday, out the out midday, in the midday, out the midday, out the midday, out the midday, out the sun.
Timmer Willie fell at the last fence there, but see what you can do, Graham and Barry. You sing Ma Belle Marguerite. Wait a minute. But will you not start playing the piano till I finish the matter?
It's the first time he's had the lid up. He's excited.
Graham and Barry, you're going to sing Ma Belle Marguerite. Now.
Sorry, Louis. You know you're supposed to play it.
In September, when the grapes are purple, Margarita, pick the grapes with me. There are silver bells on her fingers. All the little birds come out to see. Ma Bella Margarita, so beautiful to see. Ma Petita, Margarita, picking grapes with me. Ting, a-ling, 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 ting, a-ling, 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 ting, a-ling, 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 ting, a-ling, 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 a-ling,
right, teams, now, you've done so well there, boringly so, if I may say, that we're going to try for a grand finale. The song You're Just in Love from Call Me Madam contains a well-known counterpoint to the melody. Barry and Graham, I want you to take the first chorus and Tim and Willie the second, and then teams join together in a grand final chorus, still singing alternate words, of course. Right, Barry and Graham, will you start us off with the first chorus now? Stand by, Tim and Willie.
I
hear singing, and there's no one there. I smell blossoms, and the trees are bare. All day long I seem to walk on air. I wonder why. I wonder why.
2, 3, 4.
You don't need analyzing. It is not so surprising that you feel very strange. But
9, 2, 3, 4.
You just picked up.
I know just what's the matter. Because
I've been there once or twice. Put your hand on my shoulder.
You see
someone who's older. I rub down with a velvet
glove.
There is nothing you can take to release that afraid you're not mine.
I
wonder why.
Very good, Ralph. Tim and Willie won that one.
Thank you.
With their brilliant rendering of the first melody. That I'm glad.
Great job.
Much better than the others, I thought. I'm glad to say that that's very nearly it for this week. So while Samantha and I go off to press my trousers, will you, team, please, please announce the late arrivals at the Circus Performers Ball.
Here come Mr. and Mrs. Man Cannonball and their son Hugh.
Welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Panzees, and their son is a member of the Tory party. That's Jim Panzees' tea party.
Rare silence for Mr. and Mrs. Andy's performing Seals. And their son Norman.
Oh, mind your heads. Here's the incontinent to prefect. Luke, out below.
And will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Bennett Nicholas Witchell's Funnier Than These Clowns, and their son, Gordon Bennett Nicholas Witchell's Funnier Than These Clowns.
So oh. Successful was Norman. Pray welcome Mr. and Mrs. Andy's Exploding Voles.
This is an act I'd like to see. One only performance.
Well, you must meet the son, Desmond.
And his exploding voles.
And his exploding voles. It's only a name. He juggles, actually, but I mean.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for me to.
And here come Mr. and Mrs. E. Doodle Dandy.
His exploding voles, so.
And their yak. E. Doodle Dandy.
No time for the contortionist to look up some old friends, so. Doesn't want that hanging over his head all night.
On which elevated note, it's time for me to wind up the show. Join us again next time. Until then, goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke-Taylor were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Jon Magnusson. ¶¶